with SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. The Democrats spent some time waxing nostalgic at their national convention last night, bringing back the Obamas to rev up the crowd and sing the praises of Kamala Harris.
It is good to be home, and I don't know about you, but I'm feeling fired up.
Former President Obama saying that former President Trump is anti-hope, adding that America is ready for a new chapter. And the Senate's top socialist claims that America is ready for Kamala Harris.
Senator Bernie Sanders told the crowd here at the Democratic National Convention,
"We must take on Big Pharma, Big Oil, Big Ag, Big Tech."
Sanders, who has a long history of praising socialist and communist leaders around the world, says all Americans should vote for Harris in November.
"To create the nation we know we can become."
Harris has criticized the shortcomings of capitalism, but has stopped short of calling herself a socialist. Bob Agnew at the Democratic National Convention in Chicago.
Former President Trump is pledging to restore law and order. He's accusing Democrats of weaponizing government while turning a blind eye to lawlessness in the streets.
"They shouldn't arrest people for saying the election was rigged, but they like that. They go after guys like me, but they don't go after people that kill people. It's a shame what's happened in our country, but we're going to turn it around. We're going to win big, and we're going to turn it around. We're going to turn it around fast."
Mr. Trump campaigning yesterday in Howell, Michigan. Also at SRNnews.com, an escapee wanted for armed robbery and murder in Mississippi has been arrested at a Chicago restaurant after holding police at bay for hours. The U.S. Marshals Service had been after Joshua Zimmerman since his escape in June. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow up 73 points. This is SRN News. A Christian school fights anti-Semitism.
Officials at Colorado Christian University are developing a course in political philosophy of the Hebrew Bible with help from Israel's Herzl Institute. The goal is to counter the surge in anti-Semitism on America's campuses. Herzl Institute President Yoram Hazoni says the course, which will be made available to all students, will, quote, "teach students to appreciate the contribution of the Jewish people to Western political philosophy by introducing them to biblical concepts." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Muslim terrorists have killed 30 Christians in the Democratic Republic of Congo. International Christian Concern reports that the terrorists are members of a group called the Allied Democratic Forces, which has begun operating in the eastern part of the country. One resident of the area tells ICC that living in fear is exhausting. "We try to maintain some semblance of normalcy, but every loud noise sends us into panic mode. Islamic extremism is spreading widely in sub-Saharan Africa." This is SRN News. A passing of note.
A Spanish woman believed to be the oldest person in the world has died at the age of 117. In footage filmed in May 2020, American-born Spaniard Maria Brañas can be seen happily walking around her nursing home with the help of a carer. In a post on Brañas' X account, her family wrote that the 117-year-old had passed away the way she wanted to, in her sleep, at peace and without pain. The gerontology research group, which validates details of people thought to be 110 or older, listed Brañas as the oldest known person in the world after the death of French nun Lucille Randon last year. I'm Karen Chamas.
A wildfire has forced the suspension of rail service in northern Nevada, leaving about 3,000 rural residents without power. However, authorities say firefighting crews have halted the spread of the flames. More details at SRNnews.com.